Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty sound of Y'all World Peoples. Man, I don't even know what year that was from, but that was some of the good stuff back in the day. As we start off episode, was it season 4, episode 2 of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in. 619-639-4747 is the number if you'd like to be a part of the ride. Again, 619-639-4747 if you want to be part of the ride. This is Rolling Live. We have some things to talk about. As if the NFL needed any more bad news in light of the domestic violence situation with Ray Rice Now the child abuse situation with Adrian Peterson, it just continues to unravel for some of our little heroes. Yet and still, I would contend to you that this is just when life comes to the forefront of our fantasy world that is our world of sports. We have our heroes, we have our guys that we love, and we put them up on this pedestal, and unfortunately, they're human, and these things come crashing back down to earth, unfortunately, in a hurry. For those of you who know me, at the forefront of the Men Stopping Violence Against Women programs, along with our friends down at Men Stopping Violence down in Decatur, Georgia, it is a privilege to come before you as often as we can, not only to talk about sports, but to talk about things in society and maybe even talk about improving the quality of life. All right, we're going to have some fun over the next 55 minutes as we talk about everything from NHL to Major League Baseball to your fantasy football team, stardoms and sit-ems today. And basically get you ready for a Sunday full of great NFL action into Sunday night where my guys, the Bears, play the Niners tonight in San Francisco. Yeah, I got to take a deep breath on that one because the Bears just have never done well in Frisco. And then we'll talk a little bit about Monday night's games as well. Give us some insight on your baseball playoff pitcher. I'll let you know what's going on with our NBA players in the FIBA Challenge championships going on overseas. Just going to keep you in the know. Again, 619-639-4747. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. And I guess we should probably pay a bill initially, so let's get that out of the way, and we'll be right back shortly. Love you guys.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that, Parker.
Well, did you know auctioneers make bad grocery store clerks?
It'll be $23.50. Now $75, $23.75, hold on, I'm heading down $23.75, $24, hey, $24, 24 and a quarter, quarter, now half, 24 and a half and 75 and 25, now a quarter, hey, 26 and a quarter, don't I'm heading down 20, you want to do it, 5 and a quarter? Sold to the man in the khaki jacket.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Indeed it can. All right, thank you for it, guys, there. Some time ago, we had a bunch of fun clips, and they were all part of the show. They were all intertwined in everything we did. We've since moved on from a lot of those, and some have unfortunately been lost. And every now and then, it's kind of fun when you can just recover one. We're going to share some of that with you later on today. I don't want to spit the bit too much, but we're going to have some fun with that as well. Also got some fun from Foghorn Leghorn. We did just some fun stuff. But first things first, for those of you playing fantasy football today, not quite sure who to start and sit, let's talk about your fantasy football team real quick. And let's give you the top 10 defenses going at it today. Top 10 defenses ranked by our knuckleheads over at ESPN, Cockcroft, Matthew Berry, Eric Carabella, and the like. Here, let's break it down. There's two ranked at number 10, so here you go. You can start Tennessee at number 10, New England's at number 10, number 9, Cincinnati, number 8, Tampa Bay, number 7, the St. Louis Rams, number 6, the San Francisco Niners. That's against my boys. Number 5, the Broncos. Number 4, the Panthers. Number 3, the Houston Texans. Number 2, the Arizona Cardinals. And the number 1 defense, if you've got them to start them today, would be, of course, your Seattle Seahawks. Let's talk about your kickers today. Today's top 10 kickers include number 10, Robbie Gould of the Bears. Number 9, Nick Novak. What the heck just popped up? What is this thing from DraftKings? We're not doing that. Go away. Number 9, Nick Novak of San Diego. Number 8, Shane Graham. Number 7, Brandon McManus in Denver. Number 6, Phil Dawson. Number 5, Adam Vinatieri. Number 4, Steven Gostkowski. Number 3, Matt Bryant. Number 2, Mason Crosby. And number 1, from Seattle, Stephen Hauschka. And, you know, we love to say the name Hauschka. All right, let's move on to your tight ends today. We're getting fantasy out of the way early because we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about with the week 2 in the NFL, including survivor pools. That's assuming that you're playing in survivor pools. If you're not playing survivor pools, you don't care. But if you are, and I think you should be, you'll want to hear this information. Number 10 in the tight ends today, Kyle Rudolph. Number 9, Jordan Cameron. Number, well, there's 2 8s or 2 7s. I want to look at it. Jason Witten and Martellus Bennett coming at the same level. Bennett of the Bears, Witten of the Cowboys. Number 7, I'm sorry, number 6, Zach Ertz in Philly. Number 5, Vernon Davis. Number 4, Greg Olsen in Carolina. Number 3, Rob Gronkowski. Number 2, Julius Thomas. And then number 1 tight end, as often is the case, Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. Why? Because he's got Drew Brees throwing to him. All right. Let's run down your top 10 wide receivers and see how that plays out for you guys today. Top 10 wideouts today. Number 10, Emmanuel Sanders. That's Denver. Number 9, Brandon Marshall, the Bears. Number 8, Randall Cobb, Green Bay. Number 7, Andre Johnson in Houston. Number 6, Dez Bryant in Dallas. Number 5, Jordy Nelson in Green Bay. Number 4, Julio Jones in Atlanta. Number 3, A.J. Green in Cincinnati. Number 2, Calvin Johnson, and this may be a first because Calvin Johnson is not number 1. Number 1 this week is Demaryius Thomas. Why? Because he's got Peyton Manning throwing to him. Matthew Berry, Eric Carabell, and Cocker all like Demaryius Thomas to have the biggest day. All right? So there you go for your wide receivers. Let's get into the granular, into the trenches now, into the A-gaps. So let's talk about running backs and see where you land. Top 10 running backs today. Number 10, Eddie Lacy. Number 9, DeMarco Murray. Number 8, Alfred Morris. Number 7, Giovanni Bernard. That's in Cincinnati. Number 6, Monty Ball in Denver. Number 5, Matt Forte. Let me explain about Forte. It may not just be the rush yards. It's the all-purpose yards with Forte and potentially the touchdowns. Number 4, Arian Foster in Houston. Number 3, Marshawn Lynch in Seattle. Number 2, Jamal Charles in KC. Number 1, LeSean McCoy. Now, just outside the top 10, for those of you looking at possible flex opportunities, you've got Frank Gore going up against that Bears defense, who, as they showed last week, even against Buffalo, they can make a 40-year-old man look really, really good. All right? So there you go. To your quarterbacks now. Sorry, that was just me. All right, your top 10 quarterbacks today. Number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Matt Ryan. Number 8, Colin Kaepernick. Number 7, Russell Wilson. Number 6, Nick Foles. Number 5, Matthew Stafford. Number 4, Andrew Luck. Number 3, Aaron Rodgers. Number 2, Drew Brees. And the number 1 ranked quarterback this weekend, Peyton Manning, going off up against the Kansas City Chiefs, who now people have just said Kansas City's just bad. Matchup-wise, I kind of like Aaron Rodgers against that Jet defense. That's Jet secondary. Is a little questionable. Suffice to say, going to be a good day for all those guys, I would venture. Brees doesn't typically do as well outside. And of course, Cleveland is an outdoor stadium, but it's Cleveland. That's all you need to know. It's Cleveland. As far as those of us in Middle Earth who are Bears fans, as well as us, you know, looking at the nation's capital, looking at D.C., the Redskins are home today against Jacksonville. This is a dangerous game, and largely can be a statement game for Robert Griffin III. If he stinks up the field today, this could speak volumes of problems for Jay Gruden and the coaching staff there. As many pundits come out and say he just doesn't get it in terms of when to slide, when to get rid of the ball. You know, is there ever a good time to take a sack? Could you have done something a little more creative? I mean, I realize he's a big fish out of water at this point from where he was when he was a rookie, when he was just, you know, lighting up the scoreboard, lighting up the world with his athleticism and his arm and his creativity. I don't know what happened to that guy, but that guy is not the guy we see today. That's, you know, that they're trying to convince he can be a pocket passer. It just hasn't worked out. That's all there's to it. It has not worked out. Anyway, I like RG3. I like his confidence. I like his swag. Hopefully he can get it together. In the meantime, we'll move on. Hopefully the Redskins will pull out a win today, because right now, for those of us who really are doing analytics, that game against Jacksonville is a little harder to call than we would have originally thought. Jacksonville with Blake Bortles, a rookie quarterback, with that defense in Washington, this should be a no-brainer for the Redskins. For what it's worth, they gave away the game against the Texans last week. Play calling, penalties, timing, of course, yeah, any turnover can be silly. Sometimes you just get got, but some turnovers you just got to go, really? How are you in that situation? Anyway, nonetheless, that is your situation for start 'em and sit 'ems for a quarterback through your defensive teams today. A couple of things to avoid if you're looking at your fantasy squad today. No one's on a bye week today, so you're good there, but don't be so in love with your localized team just because of your local team. We've got other options. The matchups are critical early in the season. Okay, pay attention to your matchups. If you got a chance, like in New England, if you can play a New England defense today, you might want to do that. Not necessarily the defense you may want to carry through the season, but I think the matchup favors them today. So that's the perspective I would contend that you have as you go forward in your fantasy season this year, and hopefully you'll have some success throughout as you continue to strive for whatever that championship, whether it's a ring, a trophy, or whatever it is that you have in your league. Best wishes for all of you. All right, 14 past the hour. Do you remember the 40 most inspirational moments capsulized into two? Here you go, family. Enjoy this.
Will you fight?
No! We will run! And we will live.
Shame on you.
This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
You've got too far!
And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's gonna be easy.
You're gonna work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine, we'll just get tougher with it.
If a person grits his teeth and shows real determination,
failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say
we can break this army here.
And win just one for the Gipper.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free men, then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day. Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Patch the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Clap! Clap! Don't let him die! Clap!
All right, let's fly!
And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall
know my name is the Lord. But I
tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
our Independence Day.
The good stuff. That's the good stuff. 40 inspirational moments encapsulated into 2 minutes. Now, we come off a 2013 football season with a lot of knowns. We know Seattle is the best defense in football, and largely many pundits will tell you they're the best football team, period. People in Denver would love to have something to say about that, but they've already gotten their butt spanked by the Seahawks, so kind of hard. But let's take a quick look back. The 2013 season in 6 minutes. Here we go. Strap it in. This might be kind of fun. Enjoy.
Today is not the day to be timid. Today is not the day to be scared. We gotta play
play every play like it's the one that's gonna win or lose the game. Yourself to something special. Don't let anything stand in our way.
We gotta get this one today. It's the last time this group of men will stand in this spot together. Make it count.
Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It is Super Bowl 48.
The ultimate goal, baby. The Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. So the first play of the game, a nightmare for the Broncos.
The ball is hit. Has it come down this year? Oh, what a field. Come on now. Seahawks. He's across the 40. The speed, there he goes. He's going to go all the way back. 88 yards for a touchdown. Yes.
I've been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984, but when I saw Taco Bell made a waffle taco,
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants, lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwraps,
and I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald's breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
All right, back on the ride. Look, it has been a polarizing situation for several weeks now with the Ray Rice situation with domestic violence, and now this with Adrian Peterson, the whooping child. So I just happened to fire up Facebook just briefly, and I see one of my dear friends from my hometown of Gillsburg, Illinois. She starts off by saying, I know this may lead to some disagreements, but we're adults here. How many of you got your butt whooped with a switch when you were younger? The funny thing is, for those of us born in the 60s or the 70s, getting your butt whooped was nothing. You know, it wasn't a criminal offense, certainly not. And again, I don't know the extent by which Adrian Peterson whooped his son. I mean, look, we from the older generations always say the kids, they're soft, they're spoiled, you know, they lack discipline, they lack a lot of things. And this is a matter of a dad trying to whoop his son to get his head right. And if he whoops him one time and dad gets caught up, but it keeps that boy out of jail, keeps him out of, you know, prison maybe at one point in his life, I guess I don't have a problem with it. But I'm reading the number of kids who basically said, man, I got whooped with whatever was in arm's reach, you know, whether it was a switch, a belt. Some people got whooped with extension cords. I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying that it wasn't justified at some points when you were basically being a bad butt little boy or a little girl. Maybe you need to get checked and get that back in tatted up a little bit. I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong. And I'm not trying to toe the politically correct line either. Please understand, I've had my butt toe out the frame by Katie Mae and JC, and so I know what that's like. I also know that it made sure that I didn't cross that bridge again. And for that alone, I appreciate my mom and dad more so today, now that I've got my own grown kids. And they'll tell you that we didn't spare the rod in that house either. We did not. Charles, heaven knows, he got his fair share of moments where he needed to apologize to mom in the midst of the butt whooping. Christian, the same thing. I think Christian at one point might have had it. I can't sit here and with a straight face and say it was worse than Charles, because Charles got it with frequency. But I think Christian's last really good, you know, someone got after him was when his mama chased him down the stairs. I think she might have sprained her ankle that time. She was chasing that boy so hard. I think she had a broom or some other thing in her hand. I mean, she was getting after him. And we look back on these moments now with some level of fondness, you know, in that, you know, it's never ever done to harm the child. This is done for the betterment, the discipline, the structure of your child. I think one of the problems we run into as a society is that we don't know how to discipline our kids. Can you discipline your child in love? Can you get after that butt in love without having some, you know, on the other side of the equation, the oversensitive person basically go running to the local authorities because you spanked your child on the butt with an open hand, or because you told your child no when they asked you if they could have more junk food than you know they needed? I don't know. I mean, this is the society we've come to now. I pray for the young man. I pray for Adrian Peterson. I just hope this is a young man just trying to be a good dad to his son, and this thing just being one gigantic misunderstanding. But I also contend to you, society, to the people I love, I contend to you wholeheartedly right now, if we don't start structuring these things a little bit better as a society, we're losing our children as it is now. Okay, we're losing way too many of our kids as it is now. And don't think for a minute that society wants to see your child, you know, burst up, survive, and thrive. This ain't that world anymore, family. I wish it was. It's just not that world anymore. For those of you who have been on the staunch front lines for domestic abuse, God bless your efforts. It's not easy. There's so many things that we're yet still learning, trying to understand, trying to put some baselines to, which is always hard when something such as domestic violence is so hidden and so underground in our households. We don't talk about these things. You know, it's dealt with in the local household when in actuality it needs to be dealt with on a global scale. Anyway. I won't get on my high horse. This is the Fast 60 Minute Sports Show. Surely, if any more, 32 left in the ride today. Now, look, for those of you who truly know me, you know, I'm a fun-loving guy. I'm a Chicago Bears homer. I am a true fan of the NFL. And let me come down to the NFL real quickly and briefly. I'm actually a Roger Goodell fan, but he made a mistake. And should that mistake cost him his job? No. I don't believe it should. But it should bring great awareness to the severity of a situation with domestic violence. And I would ask, as I did in the letter I sent to the NFL as well, that sensitivity training and domestic violence awareness be part of that rookie symposium. Some of our children today, some of our athletes today playing on the highest level, they didn't come from a structured home per se, or the fundamental home of, you know, both parents and, you know, working families. a lot of kids, they didn't get that. That wasn't their situation, their circumstance. And that's not an excuse, per se. But my point being, their experiences and what's been available to them, what's been visible to them, has been the violence of their neighborhoods, the violence of their home situation. You know, daddy may have had a bunch of different girlfriends that he dealt in a certain way with, and mama may have had a certain number of boyfriends and she dealt a certain way with them. And this became somehow the expectation of the norm of what their world looked like. Whether it was right or wrong, it was their world. So to them, these decisions to act a certain way are not abnormal. They're not, you know, dysfunctional. This is what they've been exposed to, and this is what they've come to, right or wrong. So before you cast aspersions or cast judgments, be sure you have a clear understanding of what it is you're dealing with. Now, that said, flight is different. So what do? We got to have some conversations, y'all. We got to have some dialogue. We got to put some boots on the ground and really truly get after this. And the other thing you got to do, the first thing you must understand, keep your hands to yourself. All right, keep your hands to yourself. There's nothing she said, nothing she's done that has ever warranted you raising your hand to her, and vice versa for that matter. You know, again, for those of you who know me, you know I don't even play like that. That's just me. All right, I know some of you all, you did your thing, you played, you had a good time back in the day. It's what you did, okay, blah, 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 blah. Nowadays, even playing like that can get you locked up, okay? That's one piece of the equation. Let's just stay completely away from it. All right, enough about that. 29 before the hour. In lieu of not having the Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks, we'll go down to picks in a minute. But first and foremost, I got a chance to go back and listen to some really, really good classic cartoons from the 50s and the 60s. And some of this stuff is just timeless. There's no other way to put it. So we have some audio here. We're going to roll for you. Just have some fun. We'll maybe do it on the flip side of some segues. In the meantime, you're listening to the Fast 60 Minutes Sports. My name is Vinny Moore. 29 left in the ride.
What's a big, I say, what's a big idea chasing my worm? You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet. Now you stay away from worms, and I'll stay away from mice. That's fair and square, and if you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see mice harder. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening. There's nothing worse than a blabbermouth cat. What are you doing? I say, what are you doing with a pump? Pumping for oil? You're crazy, boy. There's no oil in this ground. Stand up, son. You're falling all over yourself. There's no oil 500 miles of here. Geology of the ground's all wrong. Even if there was oil, you'd need a drill, not a tire pump. Oh, you're down again. You got to learn to stand on your own feet, boy. I may not always be around to help you. Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off. What kept you, son? I can't hold my breath forever. I'm not a fish. I gotta breathe air. My lungs crave air. You gotta think of things like that, boy. Little consideration for me. Oh, you're down again. Two nothings is nothing. That's mathematics, son. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with figures. Two half nothings is a whole nothing. And I know what I'm talking about because...
And that's what it comes to. Good stuff from Foghorn Leghorn, the great, late, great Mel Blanc, the voice of Foghorn Leghorn, back in the days when comedy was basically a broader base, and you could basically test the waters. I mean, nowadays, some of the things that we laughed at in the 60s and the 70s, they'd be under scrutiny today, yet it's still good fun. All right, News of the Weird is next, back after this.
I've been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984, but when I saw Taco Bell made a waffle taco,
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants, lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwraps,
and I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
One heartbeat! One heartbeat! One man!
One man!
One spirit!
One spirit!
Hola, hola,
hola, hola,
hola.
All we got is each other!
Yeah.
And that's all we need!
Yeah. Right.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial. The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring a quarterback.
Round right, box two, run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action. There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Oh, that's it? That's what you're bringing today, Bryce? Come on, man.
We gotta come out here with a swag, man, and play cocky, man, for 4 quarters.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
We get the ball back, we go down and score, we win this game.
29. Did you just miss the ball? Come on, son, it's the NFL now.
We're playing the same team. Chase the winning game.
Get the pressure on your eyes, let's go.
But I'm going to tell you what, we got a pretty good football team in this room in case nobody knows.
Keep your eyes working for the pressure. Now, hey, bring this
lock off. Time to work, man. Time to work now.
That's how you play football. Yes.
A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
News of the Weird. Really? All right. Let's get to this. Today's News of the Weird comes from... We've been debating Cologne. All right. All right. Let's see, how do I want to do this? All right, that doesn't make a lot of sense. We'll go back to this. All right, here we go. It's called The Continuing Crisis. After several contestants in the 2013 World Swimming Championship in Barcelona, Spain, remarked that the racers in lanes 5 and 8 seemed to swim faster than those in lanes 1 to 4, two researchers investigated further and concluded in July that there was a rogue current on the lane 8 side of the pool. In fact, most of the losers swam in lane 1, and the lane 8 swimmer produced a glut of medals. And wrote researchers, the current would be the only cause that we can propose to explain these findings. This is in the Wall Street Journal, July 24, 2014. News of the Weird. All right. From the foreign press, after police issued a plea for help in July to identify a perpetrator of a porn film inside an Austrian... Hang on, this might be interesting. Austrian church... and in which actors' faces were obscured, a serious fan of Austrian porn spoke up naming the 24-year-old female lead. The nude breasts of the star, he said, were unmistakably those of Babsy, a popular actress, and she was subsequently charged with trespassing in a church. Wilfred Mashaya told a magistrate in Harare, Zimbabwe, in June, that he wanted to divorce his wife because when they slept together, she would not even make any sexual sounds, which was to him unbearable. The magistrate took the case under advisement and took a deep breath. Okay. All right. Yeah, we've reached an all-time low on that. That's today's news of the weird. Wow. All right. To Major League Baseball, for those of you concerned about your playoff teams in the baseball world as we wind it down, as you know, the Baltimore Orioles out here in the East Coast have a 10.5 game lead over the Toronto Blue Jays, 11.5 over the Yankees, 17.5 over the Tampa Bay Rays, 23.5. They basically locked up that division. However, there are wild card implications, and with injuries abounding on the Orioles squad, the playoff pitcher, well, you're going to get there. It's just going to be a little bit bleak. There are a lot of ways they can score. All right, let's run down your division leaders real quick and give you your wild card standing. So in the American League East, Baltimore at 80-60 has a 10.5 game lead over the Blue Jays. In the Central, Detroit has a half game lead over the Royals. Now, that happened. That's odd. So Kansas City has fallen back into second place, even though they won yesterday. Detroit with a half game lead over them. In the West, the Los Angeles Angels, Albert Pujols and the boys, now 28 games above 500. I have an 11-game lead over Oakland, who's literally fallen off the map. In the National League East, the Washington Nationals, the 9.5-game lead over Atlanta. Again, these divisions may be seemingly all but you know, secured. 147 games down, so 15 games left to go in the season. Yeah, those are pretty much done. In the Central, the St. Louis Cardinals, 82-67, a 3.5-game lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee, again, falling off the map, was at the forefront of that division most of the season and has seemingly lost its way as the season kind of tailspin. For our lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs, 6.5 games back. You know, the season was done a long time ago. Nonetheless, that young talent's going to hopefully blossom into something special next year. So stay in there. So hang in there, Cub fans. To the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers, a 2-game lead over the Giants. Looks like the Dodgers may just hold on. You never know in baseball. But they've clearly 15.5 games clear of the third-place San Diego Padres. So there you go. For your wild card teams, in your American League, you've got literally a tie with Oakland and Kansas City atop that chase for the two wild card positions there. And in the National League, it is the Giants, the Pirates, and Milwaukee, 1.5 games out with, again, their most recent struggles. And that is your Major League Baseball love to the NBA. As many of you know, Danny Ferry is taking a leave of absence from the Atlanta Hawks in light of everything going on with his comments regarding then-free agent Luol Deng, who is now a member of the Miami Heat. On behalf of, I guess, Ferry and the incident, the Atlanta Hawks have issued an apology. You know what? The whole thing is sad. Luol Deng is the epitome of class. And if you haven't read his response to the comments made by Danny Ferry and the Atlanta Hawks organization, feel free to hit the internet and take a look at that. He's just class personified. Again, Luol Deng, now a member of the Miami Heat. Let's see. FIBA title game is today. Let's see. I think it's Serbia that we're playing today. Yeah, it is Serbia. They're playing Serbia this afternoon. What would be about 3 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN2. If you have the time and inclination, you want to watch that outside of all your football you're going to be watching today, check that out again. 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. Jay Adnande is doing a special on reexamining racism in the NBA. I got to be genuine now. 44 past the hour. There are tremendous opportunities for a lot of our sports and our sports businesses, if you will, to simply make some major league improvements here and get some things right. And here's my, I guess, the opportunity that is presented to these guys at this point. You have domestic violence at the forefront of the NFL, child abuse now, with, according to Adrian Peterson's situation, The racist situation with the Los Angeles Clippers ownership, Danny Ferry's comments regarding Lou Alding, all these things are at the forefront of who we are, and it's testing the mettle of a society that has once considered itself progressive and forward-thinking. Where'd we lose our way? Even today, a progressive society like ours has to deal with, I guess for lack of a better word, backwards thinking? Is that what it is? You know, why do we still have an issue with the complexion of someone's skin? Why are we still here? Why are we still dealing with these racist epithets? I mean, how does this happen? Because you have to understand, you aren't born this way. You aren't born to disdain another person. This is taught to you. This cultural divide that is now so prevalent was taught. It was taught that a certain class or certain gender or certain people were better than others. And we haven't learned a thing. We haven't grown. It is incredibly disappointing to know, even in the media world with which I tend to thrive, that we haven't gotten past this. We haven't waken up and just been able to say, it's not, and I think Morgan Freeman may actually have it right. You want to stop in racism? Stop talking about it. Stop bringing it to the forefront. Stop having, you know, glorified moments of when it occurs and curse it for what it is. Identify for the hate that it is and have nothing to do with it. As a people, don't get behind these organizations that are doing it. Just don't. Forgetting your political agendas or your financial gains to be moved, you got to be better than that. Here's Heavy D. We truly have our own thing.
Heavy D.
Late great Heavy D. We got our own thing on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. All right, you are truly doing what we do always and doing it better than anybody else, which is giving you what you need to know for your week two in the National Football League. All right, let's run down the games and let's run down who we believe is going to win these games. If you're going to the window today, what games to tick and tape, play with, what games to stay away from. You all got to see Thursday night's game where Baltimore basically dismantled Pittsburgh 26-6. But there are another great set of games going on, and they start in about another hour. So here you go. Buffalo hosting Miami. Oh, look, Miami's going to take this game. Miami's a better team. Look, I like E.J. Manuel. I like what they were able to pull off in Chicago. But Miami's got a defense. So give that one to Miami. Jacksonville at Washington. This one I struggle with because I just don't have confidence in RG3. I just don't. But I do think the Redskins defense will be enough to slow down Jacksonville. So we'll give the Redskins a nod. 62% of my pundits believe the Redskins will take this game. I'm going to go with them. The Redskins get it done against Jacksonville. Arizona at the New York Giants. The Giants are just horrible. I'm sorry. The Arizona Cardinals will take care of that business again, even on the road in the Meadowlands. Arizona's a much better team. New England at Minnesota. No Adrian Peterson, no running game. It's going to make Minnesota one-dimensional. Tom Brady, way too many weapons in that defense, and New England is better than is advertised in week one. New England takes care of business in this one. New Orleans at Cleveland. No one, and I mean no one, has picked Cleveland. They haven't had a shot in this game, and this is at home. That's just a shame. I think Cleveland will give it a game, at least maybe for about a half, but New Orleans has way too many weapons. Detroit at Carolina. I really want to pick Carolina in this game. I really do. But not knowing the status of Cam with those ribs and watching the way Detroit played last week, it's kind of hard not to you know what? All right, I'll do it. I'll stick my head in the guillotine. Why not? I'm going to pick Carolina to upset Detroit. Detroit's on the road. We don't know how they're going to play on the road outside that dome. So I'm going to take Carolina to win a game at home. All right. Dallas at Tennessee. I like Tennessee in this game just because Dallas didn't show us much last week against the 49ers when they were at home. And this one's in Tennessee. Yeah, no, I don't see it. Tennessee can play defense. So there you go. Atlanta at Cincinnati. If you're not liking Cincinnati after last week's game, are you loving Atlanta for pulling out the win over New Orleans last week? We have one pundit who likes Atlanta in this game. Everyone else likes Cincinnati at home. I'm going to go with that as well. Cincinnati at home to take care of business. Seattle at San Diego. One pundit goes against the mighty Seahawk. This is Phillip Rivers. This is a team that should be able to move the football, but even at home, we think San Diego's defense is that bad and Seattle's defense is that good. Wow. All right, well, I'll be a homer. I'm gonna go with the crowd. Seattle, I think, is gonna win the game. 99% of the people agree with me. All right, St. Louis at Tampa Bay. No one's got the Rams in this game. No one, and neither do I. I think Tampa Bay gets it done. Josh McCown shows up. That Bucs defense handles business, and the Rams just don't have much to share in this game. Philly at Indiana, Indianapolis. Chip Kelly's offense showed up in the second half, but Andrew Luck is kind of a guy. I think this is kind of a pick'em game. I'm going to go Indianapolis to win this game. I think Chip Kelly gets his first loss this weekend. However, we will see how this all plays itself out. Now, Niners-Bears. You know this hurts my head because to go against my guys, all right? So as much as no one gives the Bears a shot, I guess I'll be the one guy. They have almost no chance. They played horribly historically in San Francisco. Brand new stadium. First home game for the Niners. It ain't looking good. But if anyone's going to do it, the Bears have the offense to do it. So let me just take that out. I'll take that on the jaw if that's how it unfolds. And those are the picks this week. Feel free to replay this as often as you want to if you're not sure how we selected this week. But those are the picks. 5 minutes. 5 minutes to go on the ride. Much love to all of you out there in North America. We love you guys. Can't do all this without you. So we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. To all the girls I've loved before, that would be a very small number. Anyway, what do we need to do now? We've done We've done baseball. We've done basketball. We've done football. We've done fantasy. What do we leave undone? Well, there's hockey, and hockey camps are getting ready to get started. But other than that, there's not really much to share with you in the world of NHL. So we'll blow that off today. Let's see. You ever wonder what makes someone an expert? You know, what makes, you know, a Josh Katsowitz or Will Brinson or Jace Lockenfor or Pete Prisco, what makes these guys experts? Because they follow the game? I just wonder sometimes. What makes you an expert? Anyway, that's the case. I'm an expert. You're an expert. You hear me? You are an expert. All right? All right, so those are your picks. There is Survivor Pool advice out there on CBS.com, CBSSports.com. For those of you still kind of wrestling with where to go, are you going Denver? Are you going Green Bay in the today? Again, stay alive in your pool, especially if there's an opportunity for you to make some money and change your fortunes. Let's see. I think that's it. Well, let me take these last few minutes and then talk a little bit about men stopping violence and, you know, to maybe give you some insight. For those of you who may know someone who has got themselves in a situation that is just a bad situation, without getting into too many nuts and bolts, just bad. I know you want to help. I know you want to jerk them out of the situation because you think that's what needs to happen. And to some degree, you're probably right. And you always wonder why people who move on from a bad situation seem to always tend to wander and fumble right back into it because they were told something or promises were made or whatever, and they just don't quite get out of that situation. It's not healthy. Give them this number, 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE, all right? Now, you can't dial a phone for them as much as I know you'd like to, but there's help out there, all right? You don't have to continue to live your life as a victim. You have choices. You have options. And in the last 90 seconds of today's show, just want to share that out there with all of you. If you know someone who's in a really, really bad way, in a bad situation, whether they're getting, you know, verbally abused, physically abused, socioeconomically abused, and there's all these things are real, there's help out there, okay? There's help. Abuse, which is largely just done, a variety of forms of controls, must end. It must. Must end. All right, so that's going to do it for season 4, episode 2 of the Fast 6-Minute Sports. We look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Again, the number here is 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. Give us a call whenever you want to. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your insights and perspectives on all the things going on in the world of sports and as well as in the world. As always, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and we will see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Good afternoon, and good football, everybody. Love you.